As well as being Ireland's national theatre, the Abbey Theatre is home to the only full-time costume production workshop in the country. Check out any period drama on the stage. You might be surprised to learn that the costume department not only goes to great lengths to recreate as accurately as possible the costumes of the day, it also recreates the undergarments as well, whether or not they are on show. At the National Craft Gallery in Kilkenny, behind the scenes focuses on the undergarment, demonstrating that these complex functional pieces are beautiful objects in their own right. The exhibition continues until October, and the head of the Abbey's costume department, Niamh Lunny, joins me now. You're very, very welcome indeed.
Thanks.
Why recreate perfect undergarments? Is that not a detail too far?
Well, I suppose the exhibition was the brainchild of Angela O'Kelly, who's the craft curator for the Kilkenny Arts Festival. And she had the idea that she'd like to incorporate costume into her exhibition somehow. So she came out to our warehouse in Finglas to have a look around and look at our vast range of costumes out there. But what really struck her when she was out there were the undergarments. So we have all crinolines and panniers and hoops hanging up on high rails. And as she was walking under them, she thought, wow, what are they? She was just really struck by the sculptural quality of them. So she decided, rather unusually, to ignore the finished costumes and to display the undergarments. So a lot of the undergarments that we would use on stage, they go through many shows, they get washed a lot. So a lot of them wouldn't be in fit condition to display in an exhibition. So that's why we recreated them for the exhibition.
And how important, if they are not actually on show, how important is it to have a genuine, you know, a really accurate undergarment?
It's really important to let the audience know what period the show is in. So without the correct undergarments, the clothes would just be limp sacks of fabric on the men or women wearing them. So the shape or the silhouette is created by the undergarments that are worn underneath. So by the corset of the period or the correct crinoline of the period or the bustle or the underskirt. So they're vital. Mm. Now, because it's theatre, it's not always, and these garments aren't ever designed to be seen, we don't have to be religious about how faithful we recreate them. We can do it in all sorts of tricksy ways, but absolutely the undergarments are crucial to.
And we're not just talking about female undergarments.
No,
here,
we're not. We don't discriminate. Absolutely not. No, men as well.
Tell me about the male undergarment. It doesn't necessarily have to be a male undergarment, I suppose, in this instance, that you created for Drumbelly.
Okay, it's not strictly an undergarment, but it's a fat suit. So the actor David Ganley was cast in Drumbelly, and he had to plausibly die of a heart attack during the show. His character is called Lumpy Flanagan, and David Ganley is not Lumpy, so we had to make him look slightly bigger, much bigger in fact than he is at the moment. So Donna Geraghty,
you went to a weight loss website.
Yeah, Donna Geraghty, who actually made the fat suit, how she started was she got a mannequin in David's size and built a sort of a t-shirt out of flesh mesh on it, and then she used pictures from a weight loss website to build up layers and layers of wadding in a very convincing manner. And as it's been built, it's quite amazing. It looks like a topographic lines on a map, all the circles on it. And when she's done, she drilled holes in it so that it's not incredibly hot for David to wear, although it is quite uncomfortable. And then she puts another layer of flesh mesh over that when she's finished and kind of tacks out details maybe around the belly button or around the chest, around the arms.
Did she ever ask you when she was constructing this, why didn't they just cast an overweight actor?
No, she didn't, no.
Okay. She's dedicated to her
task. Casting isn't our job. No.
Tell me about the birdseed bra.
I was afraid you were going to ask about this.
Okay. Be fearful, but tell me anyway.
So the birdseed bra was created for Gabriel Reedy in The Plough and the Stars. For a lot of actors, their costume is really, really important to them. Not all actors, but for a lot of actors. So it informs how they stand or breathe or sit or speak or their physicality when they're living the role on stage. So Gabriel Reedy really felt that for playing Bessie Burgess, she wanted to be older than she was and she wanted to be more stooped than she was. So the way we did this for her was by creating a bra, giving her a much heavier chest than she has naturally. Now, a regular padded bra wasn't going to fit the bill. So what we did was we built a bra and then built special inserts for it made out of birdseed, if you can believe that. And the reason we use birdseed is because it has a nice weight and texture to it that, you know, was quite convincing and that Gabriel really liked wearing.
Yeah, it's kind of like Howard Hughes and Jane Russell, I suppose, except with birdseed thrown in as well. And you can make good use of it afterwards by just simply throwing
Absolutely.
It out. and the birds would love it.
Yeah.
What is a crinoid? Because this is something I think you're particularly fond of.
I loved the crinoid. So the crinoid is, first of all, a completely invented term that we came up with when we made up this underskirt. So back in 2008, the costume designer Ray Smith, who's gone on to design things like Warhorse, she was designing an ideal husband at the Abbey. And the silhouette of the time is very, it's a beautiful corset, an hourglass kind of figure, and it has a very full bustle and bun pad at the back. And Ray had chosen all these really light, beautiful silk fabrics for the female skirts and was very insistent that when the actors would sit down or move around the set that their costumes wouldn't fall in on the on themselves. So, and we discovered that by using traditional underwear that it just kept falling in. So they'd sit down and when they'd stand up, it'd be all crumpled and Ray wasn't happy. So we looked around at all sorts of solutions and came up with the very lo-fi crinoid, which was in fact a duvet. So... yeah, we got a commoner garden duvet.
What tog was it, or did that matter?
13.5.
Oh my God.
And we sewed it into an underskirt shape, and it looked looked incredible. And in fact, it's one of my favourite things in the exhibition because it's quite unexpected and it's really beautiful on the stand. And then you look at it a little longer and think, I think that's a duvet. And then you go up close and realise, that is a duvet.
Oh my goodness. Improvisation. Corset making. Do you actually make corsets?
We do,
still?
Yeah. We make bespoke corsets for nearly all our productions. So we've a couple of fantastic corset makers on our staff. And
they, is it a dying art?
They have the skills. I suppose there aren't that many people doing it, but it's certainly not a dying art. There's a very big interest in it. You know.
Have you ever worn one? You ever tried one on?
Briefly, yeah. I wouldn't recommend it.
Yeah, I was just saying, it must be incredibly uncomfortable.
No, it's not. And if actors are wearing them for a show, they tend to always want to wear them in rehearsal, and rightly so, because it affects everything about your posture
breathing.
And your breath, and how you sit and stand.
I sound like I'm an expert. Never worn one. I want to put that right on the record in case there are nasty people out there on Twitter suggesting the opposite. Pleasure to talk to you, Niamh. Thank you very much.
Thank
indeed.
You so much.
The head of the Abbey's costume department, and that exhibition continues at the National Craft Gallery in Kilkenny until, until October.